Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Daily editorial got an interesting comment coming up from Frieda. You know, I always want to hear the other side of the street, hear their opinion, and Frieda is definitely the other side of the street. Jimmy and I did an editorial this morning, and we talked about the reputation of the United States around the world. I don't think we're considered to be the power that we used to be, not even close. Frieda, what do you think?
Absolutely. The reality is that the country's reputation is based on the presidents that are involved and run the country. And Biden is being seen as feeble and indecisive.
Yeah.
He's slow to act on urgent matters. So that's what is representing us today. And, you know, Putin is committing all these war crimes, and sanctions are not going to make any difference. He is someone who's seen, as I've said, as very powerful, and his country is seen up to now that way. And he'll only be stopped by diplomatic measures anyway. We need to be able to reinforce what it is that won't take his power away, that he feels that he's still up there on top and feeling demeaned. And that's something that's a strategy. You know, President Zelensky is doing something like that. He's speaking to them about the eastern region of Ukraine from Moscow that was backed by rebels.
Yeah.
And they've been fighting this war for 8 years to try to get Putin to back off and to save face and say, look, we're going to compromise and you can be the one that can dominate this territory, this area. But, you know, America has long been seen as the world leader. You know, Putin is someone who wants that job. He wants to have that position for himself. Today, you know, the shrinking military advantages, efficient spending has become prominent in our problems that really should not be the case. The U.S. actually dominates the air with far more bases and fighter jets and bombers than Russia. But Russia is superior on the ground with more tanks and land vehicles and artillery. So that's something that we need to look at to reinforce our military weapons. Because 56% of Americans think Biden's first year was a real failure, and we're continuing to see that it's getting even worse. So Putin sees Biden as confused and weak, and so does the rest of the world. He's someone that is giving Putin this kind of power, this kind of strength, by having such a weak stand. Were you going to say something, Al? I don't want to interrupt you.
No, the only thing I was going to say is I'm going to throw you a curveball in the sense, you know, I feel very strongly that one of the reasons that America has truly diminished in power is, number one, I think it's called political correctness. I think a lot of things are going on in America that are absolutely morally incorrect. You have any opinion on that?
Well, we're looking at so many areas of our lives that have been failing.
Yeah.
With our economy, with the direction we're going, with making the right decisions to be more aggressive. Where are our leaders here? Morally, we are very weak. We're not in a place of power that we used to be. So being incorrect with us in the social arena and how we present ourselves is something that really needs to be changed. I don't think it's going to change within this presidency. I think we're going to have to wait. I don't see anything that's making a difference so far. But we're really in this situation where it's become dangerous because we have the weakest president we've ever had at a time when we need someone like Trump, who's really increased domestic energy, military weapon production, and he's projected such strength. You know, we need somebody who has the ability to actually push back and has the strength to actually say, I'm not waiting for somebody else to be appropriate when they're not appropriate. I'm going to do what I have to do without creating any type of nuclear threats. And I really feel that Trump could do that. He has done that with Putin in the past. He has praised him. He has denigrated NATO just to make Putin feel in charge. And you think, what is he doing? But in reality, he's using psychology. He's giving Putin just what he wants so he can back off. He's making him feel in charge. So it's really not what's right or wrong, but how effective we can be in our government and know how to psychologically handle other leaders could be a threat to us. And it was not only him being someone who was going to provide any kind of threat to Putin. He went the other direction. He became his friend. Now, it's interesting because Trump is someone who is really on the spot for befriending these dictators.
Right.
But don't kid yourself. He knows what he's doing. It's worked. These dictators don't want to kill him off or his people off. They actually like him. And so we need to be able to see that democracy really does matter. Because a world without that would not be a better world. It would be a much worse world. But then again, we need to pick the right president to represent that world, and we don't have that. And so, yes, are we in danger? Well, you know, President Zelensky is doing a wonderful job, and he might just get us out of this danger for sure. Moving forward, where are we going in this world? How is this world seeing us? I really know that in reality, this is a short-term situation. We have been seen as strong longer than we have been seen as weak. And as long as we can have the opportunity to go in a direction of representing ourselves appropriately, economically, in the military arena as well, with our leadership qualities as well, making the right decisions for our country, our citizens, so they can prosper and have capitalistic ideas, we will be fine. It's just a matter of time.
You know, I think you're right, Frieda. I think you're 100% right on that one. I really appreciate the comments that you made about Donald Trump, because I think he's a pretty bright man, and I think he's got a very aggressive personality. But, you know, the best way to get more honey and attract more bees, obviously, is to be friends with the bees. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did with somebody like Putin. And, you know, a lot of the Democrats basically denigrated him for doing that. But, you know, what is their guy Biden doing right now while he's saying Putin needs to be removed from office while he's trying to be a tough guy? I don't think he's going to make it, Frieda. I really don't. And I think your insight into Donald Trump is absolutely 100% right on. What do you folks out there think?
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.